There was a story with the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal, Rav Yoel. Rav Yoel was known to be a tremendous Baal Chesed, huge, moving mountains for other people, raising copious amounts of money. His whole entire trip to America, which ultimately was not a trip, is where he lived. He originally lived in Eretz Yisrael, and then he stayed in America, was because he went there to raise funds to help out needy people, help out people learning, help out Yidden grow. His whole entire mission in life was for one thing, to help other Yidden. And people would be coming to him day and night for this purpose. He was always there to stick out his hand for another Jew. At one time, the Satmar Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael for a visit, and people who had needs would go ask him for money to help him, to help them, and he always would. The Satmar Rebbe, whenever he would come to Eretz Yisrael, would accept people all day and all night, giving them money for this need, hearing out their troubles, their sorrows, their difficulties. And there was a person who was from the Atilumi, Zionistic section of the Jews, that part, that was the ideas he subscribed to, and he was very ill. And he needed money for a surgery. Someone said to him, hey, Rav Yoel of Satmar's in town. Why don't you go to him? He said, listen, Rav Yoel of Satmar, his whole life's mission is to go against the Zionists, to say the state of Israel is wrong. How can I, someone of this exact ideology that he goes against, how can I go to him? How can I get from him? How can I ask him? He wouldn't give me. So his friend said, okay, listen, I hear what you're saying. So you know what you could do? Buy for a couple hundred shekel. You know, white shirt, black pants, a suit jacket, a different kind of kippah, and go to Rav Yoel of Satmar and plead your case, tell him what's going on, and I'm sure he'll help you. So the man, he heard what he was saying. He thought about it. He went and bought everything. It was a small investment for saving his life. And he went into the Rebbe. And when he went into the Rebbe, he started telling him his case and explaining to him and crying to him. And the Rebbe, at some point, chapt, understood, saw that something was a little different over here. Something wasn't exactly in place. So the Rebbe said to him, is this who really you are? Is this really what you're dressed like and what you subscribe to? Hear it in the way he spoke, that he wasn't familiar with the same way of speaking as the Haredim, the Hasidim, or the Yeshivish people in America. He knew something was off. The man couldn't believe it. He already felt like he was dead. He was so embarrassed. And the Rebbe started to cry. And the man said, what? The Rebbe looked at him. Rav Yoel said, you are a Yid. You are a Jew. You are my family. You think because we don't have the same exact beliefs that I wouldn't help you? You think that there would be a distance between us because of what you do on your day to day? You are a Jew. And that means I am one with you. And that means I will help you. Who was this person of Yael? He was someone who didn't live the distances that many of us live. He didn't live the distances that the Nachash, that the first horrible Aveira caused. The first Lashon Hara caused extreme distance. The Nachash spoke Lashon Hara against Hashem. That created a distance between Chava and Hashem, and between Chava and her husband. When was the first fight between Adam and Chava? The first distance? After the Lashon Hara, after the Chet. The Satmar Rebbe was able to live above that distance. He lived the oneness of the Neshama.